This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. For a long time, Europe has been dreaming of a unified military which will be able to intervene in a unified way in troubled spots around the world, including the Middle East. And of course, they also desire to become a power which cannot be defeated by foreign nations. And now, in light of the Russian aggression, at least the way it's portrayed and perceived, in light of the migrant crisis, and in light of terrorist attacks, which were unparalleled and have been unparalleled in the history of Europe, voices to create a European army are becoming louder. Voices to advocate that Europe should combine its forces to militarily intervene are becoming louder. Voices even in Germany that Germany should become more of a military force intervening in foreign nations and countries are becoming louder. And according to biblical prophecy, that is exactly what is going to happen, that ultimately a European army, a mighty, powerful European army will be created. But the Bible also tells us that when that happens, terrible events are going to occur. I'd like to give you a rundown of articles which were published in the most recent past, this week, last week. Here's an article by the Wall Street Journal, dated November 16, saying this: the Paris attacks have jolted Germany into considering greater military involvement in the fight against Islamic State, despite public opposition to abandoning its largely pacifist foreign policy. The voices raising the prospect of military intervention by the Europeans' biggest country came largely from Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative group in Parliament. It says governmental officials noted that Germany already was contributing by training and equipping Kurdish fighters in northern Iraq who have been attacking Islamic State positions there. Now, the local added on November 18, Germany might send ground troops into Syria on condition that there is a UN resolution covering any military intervention. That would be a big step for Germany's current role in the battle against ISIS. A big step. Now, according to the German edition of the Huffington Post, Germany's former finance minister, Rainer Brüderle, stated on November 15, and I quote, that Europe needs a European army. He recommended to start with German-French combined military combat forces. And he said then others can join if they want to. The EU Observer wrote on November 17, EU member states agreed to grant military assistance to France following Friday's terror attacks in Paris. For the first time in EU history, defense ministers unanimously decided to activate the quote-unquote mutual defense clause of the EU treaty. French President François Hollande had invoked Article 42.7 of the EU treaty in an address to the Parliament Monday. If a member state is the victim of armed aggression on its territory, the article states, the other member states shall have towards it an obligation of aid and assistance by all the means in their power. Now, the article goes on to say that while EU law also includes a solidarity clause in the event of a terrorist attack to protect democratic institutions and the civilian populations, in other words, in the country itself, France chose to ask for help of its external military operations. And so the Times of Israel added on November 17, France made an unprecedented demand Tuesday that its European Union allies support its military action against the Islamic State group. The French government invoked a never-before-used article of the EU's Lisbon Treaty, obliging members of the 28-nation bloc to, and then of course it quotes the article saying, give assistance, even in military ways. French defense minister said, all 27 of France's EU partners responded positively. Arriving for talks in Brussels with his EU counterparts, the Greek defense minister told reporters that the Paris attacks were a game changer for the bloc. This is September 11 for Europe, he said. Do you have eyes to see what is happening in Europe? Do you understand how biblical prophecy is being fulfilled, leading to a European army, which then is going to be used in the Middle East? As many scriptures in the book of Revelation, in the book of Daniel, in the book of Matthew, and of course Luke and John and other places are telling you, do you really see the signs of the time? Because the handwriting is on the wall, my friends. Unfortunately, many do not see. Many do not hear. Many don't feel it's important for them to know. They don't understand that their very personal, individual, physical survival might be on the line, but not just the physical survival. Now, we have prepared a booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. And this booklet shows you from history, it shows you from the Bible, it shows you from prophecy, and it shows you based on the news which are happening today that Europe has revived itself 9 times, stemming from the old ancient Roman Empire, and that it's being revived now for the 10th and last time, because the Bible tells you that the ancient Roman Empire would be revived 10 times in Europe. This booklet shows you that 9 revivals have already occurred. The 10th and last revival is in the making. And when it's finally there in its final configuration, it will only rule for a very short time. Apparently about 3.5 years at the most. So we see, don't we, how biblical prophecy leads to this final event, an important event for all of us to realize. So please stay tuned and request our free booklet on the European revivals. You need to know the facts. You need to wake up if you are still asleep. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.